Tomorrow night, David Robertson will conduct the St. Louis Symphony and Chorus, as well as a number of vocal soloists, in a concert version of Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes. The evening will be a St. Louis preview of the symphony's performance next Friday, November the 22nd, in Carnegie Hall, to mark the 100th anniversary of the composer's birth. The story of the opera centers on an English fisherman, Peter Grimes, and whether he's guilty of murder or was just involved in an unfortunate accident. American tenor Anthony Dean Griffey will sing the role of Peter Grimes in the St. Louis Symphony's performance, a role for which he's received international acclaim. In an interview during the Metropolitan Opera's HD broadcast of Peter Grimes, Griffey said he felt that he was born for the role. Earlier this week, the St. Louis Symphony's Eddie Silva asked Griffey to explain that statement.
I grew up very, very shy, painfully shy. So singing was my way of expressing myself. My first solo in church was Jesus Loves Me. I was a boy soprano. I grew up in the Baptist church and had a wonderful music program. And the church organist, she and her husband would travel to New York City and hear the boys' choirs there and come back, and she would give me the descants to all these wonderful Christmas carols, and I would sing the high descants while the choir was singing. But I was painfully shy, and I grew up in a very small community and felt always misunderstood as a child. I was a very large kid, and I'm still a large man. And oftentimes, large kids don't get coddled and, you know, oh, you're so cute. It was always, well, you need to lose a couple pounds. And I always had sort of ill-fitting clothes. My parents did their best to dress me well, but I just grew at a rapid rate. And then being given this voice was a gift, but it was also a challenge for me because it was just not the thing to do, you know, to have a boy soprano voice growing up. We didn't have all these voice competitions that we have on TV today. So I found great comfort. My first opera singer I heard was Leontine Price when she would do the scholarship fund for African Americans on TV. And she would sing, you know, we don't need a handout, just a hand. And when I first heard an opera singer, I was just, wow. I was just mesmerized and amazed by it all. And then my voice just grew operatically. I had wonderful music in the public schools. I had wonderful guidance that way. So I'd planned on a career as a minister of music in a church. And I had a teacher who told me I should really go toward the performance realm. And that's what I really wanted to do. But again, I was too shy. So I had to find repertoire and roles that fit me. So when I was living in New York and I was doing my five arias for auditions, of course, I always wanted to sing Tamino. I never got to sing Tamino, but I had to find repertoire that fit me. And so Peter Grimes was actually my first big role at Tanglewood Music Festival in 1996. I was a student there, and it was the 50th anniversary of the American premiere of Peter Grimes. So originally they wanted me to audition for Bob Bowles, but I really related to the character of Peter Grimes because I always felt misunderstood and always on the outside. So now in my life, I've embraced that and have championed and really have reached out to homeless people and mental illness, and am a big advocate and spokesperson for those things. I think it's very important.
That was tenor Anthony Dean Griffey, who will sing the title role in the St. Louis Symphony's concert version of Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Powell Hall, and next Friday in Carnegie Hall on what would be the composer's 100th birthday. You can also hear the performance on St. Louis Public Radio tomorrow night at 8, here on 90.7 KWMU, or online at stlpublicradio.org. And next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with filmmakers Brian Jun and Peter Bolte about the screening of their films at the St. Louis International Film Festival. And in the next installment of Soundbites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we'll talk about Thanksgiving dinner, and you'll have a chance to ask questions of the chef of Five Bistro. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about advances in the care of premature babies, and then he'll take a look at issues that surround student loans and the increasing debt incurred by students. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dora, Kristen Torres, and Jeremy Bailey. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and please join us next week.